Hey, good morning, everybody. So Sheni of Naso concludes Al Piyad Benay Pakadu Samiyad Moshe Ish Ish Alavodasov Yal Maso Ufkudav Asher Tivah Benay Es Moshe. So the Ramban Lashitaso with a number of comments he's made earlier, that we'll return to actually in Rishon, notes that each one of Gershon, Kahas, and Merari, in particular with Merari, the Ramban emphasizes this because they had such heavy lifting to do that they weren't supposed to sort of shunt off their work to another Levi. So ish ish alavoda sov yal masof kudav asher tziva Hashem es Moshe. The idea being that each one of the Levim within the different parameters that each family was obligated in, each member of Shevet Levi had their own distinctive responsibility. And that's what the Svarno picks up as well from the Ramban. The Svarno writes, this is really just taken from the Ramban. Yishish alavoda sov yal maso, mino kolacha mehem alavoda shiasa beisa chanaya vel maso beisa masa, etc. So the original language in the Ramban is very powerful. Ufkudav shkolacha mehem asher tziva Hashem es Moshe livkod osam legugl osam mino alvod al avoda sov ve'al masa'o, that Moshe Rabbeinu was present. That's a point that the Ramban made going back to Rishon. V'amar uvkatem alehem b'mishmeres, ki Moshe yeimayim be'es haminoi, kasher yafkidu alehem ha'mishmeros, aval b'yad yitamar tiyam mishmeretam, shkolacha ve'echad, yachzer kelov liyado b'chanos ha'mishkan, v'yomer lo harei lefanecha kelim ha'misurim b'yadi. So a fascinating idea that the Ramban develops is that Moshe would be there when it would be determined by the hierarchy, Aaron and Elazar, this particular Levi, Ploni ben Ploni, Livnei Gershon, Livnei Kahas, Livnei Merari is going to have Avoda Plonis, and then Itamar's responsibility as it related to Gershon and Merari was Biyad Itamar ben Aaron HaKohen, that the Kalim had to be returned to his good offices. So the point is that each Levi, right, as the Ramban goes on to note, at the pain of an Isser Misa B'dei Shemayim, Chazor li'acharecha atam min ha'shoarim, v'ani min ha'mishorim, or atam min ha'mishorim, v'ani min ha'shoarim. The point is that each one of the Levim had their own highly distinctive responsibility in the context of the Mishkan, and that Moshe Rabbeinu was there for that appointment. So I'd like to suggest that's really the Ramban, the Shitas of the Ramban, at the very beginning of Sefer Bamidbar, as we noted, wonders aloud, what exactly is the nature of the Pekutim, like why is it important for people to pass in front of Moshe Rabbeinu? And he says that that's a source of inspiration, that they to have a moment with the other Nanavim and the Kedosh Hashem, Aaron HaKohen, can be an elevating and transformational experience. And that's exactly what the Ramban is suggesting here, is that, like Moshe didn't have to be necessarily present for this, right, in terms of this determination, that Moshe Hayasham, Ish Ish Alavodasov Yal Masa'o, that Moshe Rabbeinu should be present, and that the individual Levi should have a sense of, even greater responsibility, where, Moshe Rabbeinu is relying on, me to discharge my responsibilities, and their ish ish alavodasov yal masa'o, where, this is particular to me, I have to do my job, the do your job mentality, everybody's going to do their job, and the collective is going to be able to thrive on that basis. So this too, we talked a little bit yesterday about the paradigm that the Mishkan creates, that there's this tkufos in Jewish history, that are tkufos of chanayos and tkufos, which are in contrast, tkufos of nisios, of transitions. So here again, we have this idea that ish ish alavodasav yal masal echan amar bevechan amamid uvilvat sheyechav in libo lashamayim, that everybody's responsibility is to do their job. And when everybody does their job, lo alecha amlacha ligmor v'lo atabinchon dibatal mimena, so then the collective can thrive as well, but none of that is possible. All of that is contingent, of course, on the responsibilities of the individual to do their job and to take a certain degree of pride in their position, no matter what it is. Ish ish alavodaso ve'el masa'o.